From Washington, this is VOA News. The migrant crisis exposes a rift between Hungary and Germany. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Hungary's leader rallied Thursday and railed Thursday at Germany and EU leaders for lacking urgency in dealing with Europe's migrant crisis as chaos reigned back home, where migrants by the hundreds dashed into Budapest's main train station after police stopped blocking its entrance. In a swirl of confusion, the migrants piled into trains at the Kaleti station in the Hungarian capital, despite announcements that there was no service to Western Europe. Hungary's railway company said it had suspended all direct trains from the Hungarian capital to Western destinations in the interest of railway transport security. Police later peacefully cleared roughly 900 migrants from one train. Many of whom sat down on the platforms to wait. Another train then left with migrants, stopping in the town of Bisky, 35 kilometers west of Budapest, where one of Hungary's refugee camps is located. Scuffles between police and migrants then broke out at the Bisky station as migrants refused to go to the camp. The human gridlock in Hungary was being hotly debated Thursday in Brussels at a meeting between EU leaders and Hungary's anti-immigrant Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Orban blamed Germany and confirmed his government's plan to send up to 3,500 troops to Hungary's southern border with Serbia, stepping up efforts to stop as many migrants as possible from entering the country. His top aide said 160,000 migrants had reached Hungary this year, nearly 90,000 of them since July 6th. More at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An overcrowded wooden migrant boat is capsized in stormy seas off the coast of Malaysia, killing at least 13 people, according to Malaysian officials. Maritime officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesian workers back home to Sumatra Island when it went down Thursday, not far from the coastal town of Sabah. As many as 100 people are believed to have been on board the boat, say Malaysian officials, who have dispatched several vessels and a plane to look for survivors. Around 2 million Indonesians are believed to be working illegally in Malaysia. They often make the journey in rickety, overcrowded boats, often at night, to avoid being spotted by authorities. China's President Xi Jinping Thursday announced plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000 troops. That announcement was made during a massive military parade to commemorate victory over Japan in World War II. The event was shunned by most Western leaders and for some is raising some fresh concerns about China's military ambitions. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
The parade through Tiananmen Square in downtown Beijing was the biggest display to date of China's military might, with World War II veterans, high-ranking officials, and more than 12,000 troops looking on. Powerful weapons, including nuclear missiles, advanced aircraft, and tanks were unveiled to the public for the first time. Despite the display of heavy firepower, China's leaders said the event is more about remembering history and promoting peace. President Xi pledged to reduce the number of soldiers in the country's army to 2 million, a move analysts see as part of the military's ongoing modernization. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the nuclear deal Tehran's agreed to with a group of six world powers. He said parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement, but would leave it up to them to decide on their own. His comments come as the U.S. Congress prepares to debate the issue and lodge its own vote by the middle of this month. U.S. President Barack Obama got a key boost in the process Wednesday when Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski announced she would support the deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. She is the 34th senator to do so. That gives Obama the margin needed to sustain a veto against any resolution opposing the deal. Democrats in the House of Representatives say they'll also have enough votes to block any attempt to overturn a presidential veto. A White House spokesman said the administration is encouraged by the latest tally of senators who say they'll support the deal. Critics have argued it doesn't do enough to guarantee Iran would not develop weapons.
That's the latest world news from VOA.